From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When the Tour de France ended in Paris on Sunday, Lance Armstrong wore the winner's yellow jersey for the fifth straight time. But Armstrong said the greatest accomplishment in the final stretch of the tour belonged to his fellow American and former teammate Tyler Hamilton, who finished in fourth place. Hamilton suffered a double fracture in his right collarbone during a mass pileup in the first stage of the tour in early July. But the 32-year-old from Marblehead, Massachusetts, says he decided to tough it out.
You know, I prepared for the Tour de France for the last 11 months. When you're so focused on a goal for so long, you don't want to, you know, let anything get in the way. And, you know, a couple of the French doctors said, no, it's not possible. No, it's not possible. You know, as they say, pas possible. And one doctor said, well, you know, it could be possible if you can endure a lot of pain. And, you know, I've done something like this before. I did it last year in the Tour of Italy, a three-week race. I had a fractured shoulder. So I felt like, you know, hey, I can do it again.
Well, how did they actually dress your injury so they could protect you somewhat?
Yeah, they wrapped the collarbone. So it was, the tape pulled down so the collarbone was more or less stable, and they made some adjustments to my bike so I didn't have to reach as far as I normally did. They put extra handlebar tape on the handlebars, so it was extra padding. They put a little less tire pressure in the tire, so a little less air, so it was a bit softer.
And did they do that so you wouldn't feel those potholes and the cobblestones?
I mean, you still felt them, but you maybe would feel a little bit less. It would take off that little extra bite.
How'd you manage the pain? Is it something that you do with your mind?
Yeah, after, you know, it's where I like to tell people it's like almost like you have to accept the pain rather than resist it. And after a while, when you accept the pain and not really fight against it, it almost becomes just a normal part of your daily life and mind over matter.
Were you able to take any kind of medications?
Within reason, you know, you have to, you know, abide by the rules, and there's more or less something like extra strength Tylenol that definitely takes the bite off. And I had a hard time sleeping, so sometimes they give me sleeping pills at night.
As the race went on over the 3 weeks, and you, as you say, began to accept the pain, did it get harder or easier to deal with the injury?
It started to get easier after about 10 days, and then I felt like I hit a point where I was just, my body started to, it had been fighting the pain for so long, and then all of a sudden my body started to get really tired. I was exhausted. Luckily, we had a rest day before the last mountain stage, and I rested. I slept all day almost, and the next day I actually won. But, you know, when I was riding down the home stretch there, it was just, I couldn't believe what was happening, and you know, it was an incredible moment for me, and it really, you know, the Tour de France up to that point I'd been doing pretty well under the circumstances, but overall, I'd say I was disappointed because, you know, I felt like I could have done even better. But after that stage, it really made me forget about all the disappointments, and it was great for me and the team.
As you got toward the end, that last day, how did you deal with the cobblestone?
It was difficult. It was very difficult. I've done, this was my seventh Tour de France. Always the final stage, you arrive on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, and you have these long stretches of cobblestones. And the first six times that I did it, I really enjoyed it, because, I mean, it's the last day, and you're within a couple hours of finishing the race. But this year, I didn't enjoy one second of it, because the cobblestones were quite irritating for my collarbone. But I, you know, I grit my teeth, so to speak, and made it through, and I was so happy to see the finish line.
Well, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you. It was a pleasure.
Tyler Hamilton speaking to us from Girona, Spain.